Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
अपनी आकर्षक सुगंध और चमकीले रंग की पैकेजिंग के साथ ई सिगरेट या वेप्स युवा लोगों के बीच तेजी से लोकप्रिय हो गए हैं, लेकिन उसका व्यसन और वास्तव में उनमें क्या है, इसके बारे में समझ की कमी चिंता का विषय बन गया है। डिलन ई सिगरेट का उपयोग करते हैं और कहते हैं कि इसे रोकना चुनौतीपूर्ण रहा है।
I never had a problem stopping that. Like, it never really kind of got a grip on me that I'd have to go on patches or anything like that. If I wanted to stop, I'd just stop. But with this, I found that I'm a lot more addicted and that it's actually hard for me to stop. And I've tried a few times, but yeah, I haven't really made it past a few days. And I think these might be more addictive, probably because of the fact that it's, yeah, a lot more accessible. It tastes a lot nicer than a cigarette.
कैंसर काउंसिल ऑस्ट्रेलिया की कैंसर नियंत्रण नीति की निदेशक मीगन वॉरलो बताती है कि वे जानबूझकर इस तरह से डिजाइन किए गए हैं।
So they're made in a way that's attractive. They're marketed and made in flavors and designs that are interesting and engaging for younger people. They also do a really good job of connecting via peers and making sure that young people have access to an illegal product without realizing that that's what they're doing.
नए शोध से पता चलता है कि अधिकांश ऑस्ट्रेलियाई ई-सिगरेट के उपयोग को बेहतर ढंग से विनियमित करने के लिए कार्यवाही का समर्थन करते हैं। कैंसर काउंसिल ऑस्ट्रेलिया और क्विट की एक संयुक्त रिपोर्ट से पता चलता है कि 83% ऑस्ट्रेलियाई चाहते हैं कि फेडरल और राज्य सरकारें उन खुदरा विक्रेताओं पर कार्यवाही करें जो वैध प्रिस्क्रिप्शन के बिना अवैध रूप से निकोटिन ई सिगरेट बेच रहे हैं। क्विट विक्टोरिया के निदेशक डॉक्टर सारा वाइट ने SBS न्यूज को बताया कि अधिकांश ई सिगरेट उपयोगकर्ता 18 से 24 वर्ष की आयु के युवा हैं।
That worries us greatly because that 18 to 24 year old age group is actually has very low smoking rates. So this is a group that is responding to culture. It is not a group using e-cigarettes to stop smoking. And when you see 3/4 of that group saying e-cigarettes are highly addictive, we know that they're reflecting on the issues that are being experienced by other people in their age group who are vaping.
Dr. White कहती है कि e-cigarette को पहली बार इस उम्मीद के साथ पेश किया गया था कि वे बड़े वयस्कों को धूम्रपान रोकने में मदद कर सकें। डिलन ने बताया कि वे भी शुरू में ऐसे ही सोचते थे।
I think people first saw it as like kind of like an in between when they're trying to get off smoking cigarettes, and for that purpose, I see it as maybe a positive thing. But I think now it's become a bit more of an epidemic, and I think it's just kind of becoming the exact same thing as smoking cigarettes. I used to smoke cigarettes. And I never had a problem stopping that. Like, it never really kind of got a grip on me that I'd have to go on patches or anything like that. If I wanted to stop, I'd just stop. But with this, I found that I'm a lot more addicted and that it's actually hard for me to stop. And I've tried a few times, but yeah, haven't really made it past a few days.
Dr. White कहती है कि e-cigarette नियमित cigarette की तुलना में कम हानिकारक है, ये एक खतरनाक गलत धारणा बन गई है।
I think we are battling the concept that a lot of people who vape think that this is harmless, some sort of harmless vapor. It's actually not. The stuff that's coming out of an e-cigarette is technically an aerosol. It's chemicals, fine particles, and heavy metals under pressure. And when people vape, the people around them are inhaling what the person who's vaping is exhaling. So there is a thing as secondhand aerosol, and that is why it's really important that people don't vape around other people.
Quit और कैंसल काउंसिल ऑस्ट्रेलिया के संयुक्त अध्ययन से पता चलता है कि अधिकांश ऑस्ट्रेलियाई भी मानते हैं कि ई सिगरेट अत्यधिक नशे की लत है। सर्वेक्षण में शामिल 3,522 ऑस्ट्रेलियाई वयस्कों में से 70% से अधिक इस बात से सहमत थे। खालिद अल्कोवाल्डे ने सिडनी में कोविड-19 लॉकडाउन की शुरुआत में वेपिंग करना शुरू कर दिया था और अब ई सिगरेट का उपयोग कभी कभार करते हैं।
I think over time it started to become obvious that this was like messed up. Just because like I don't really think we know what's in them. I've smoked like other like I've smoked cigarettes before, I've smoked shisha before. Like the nicotine content in the vape seems to be ridiculous because like when you stop smoking the vape, like you actually become like a man, like insane. The cravings, the withdrawal that you get from the vapes, I've never felt with any other like nicotine product.
पिछले साल बिना वैध परमिट या बिना डॉक्टर के पर्चे के निकोटिन युक्त ई सिगरेट बेचना अवैध हो गया है।
The problem is the laws are not articulated so that they permit easy regulation. They're falling between the gaps in drugs and poisons laws and tobacco acts mostly around Australia. So we need the Australian government to do more at the at entry into the country, and we absolutely need state and territory governments to be cracking down on enforcement at the retail level. It's just not okay that 14-15-year-old kids can walk into a tobacconist and buy these things with complete ease, and the retailers just know that they are not going to get in trouble for doing it.
Khalid कहते हैं कि वे चकित हैं कि वेप्स कितने सुलभ मिलते हैं।
Surprising to me in a country like Australia where it costs $40 to buy a pack of like Marlboros, right? And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, it's probably a great thing, right? That you can just go to any tobacconist in Sydney, like literally any TSG in all of Sydney, most convenience stores as well, and get a vape for $30 under the counter, completely legal, doesn't know where it was manufactured.
डॉक्टर वाइट ने बताया कि ज्यादातर लोग ई सिगरेट के नियमन का समर्थन करते हैं।
So the support for regulation of e-cigarettes was very high, 83%, and that was sort of consistent across all the different groups. And when we queried a few different ways that that might happen, people were very strongly in support of not permitting promotion and marketing through social and digital media. They were very strongly in support of not permitting advertising in and around shops. So I think that's there's a real concern in the community about children taking e-cigarettes up.
Dylan कहते हैं कि उन्होंने लोगों को e-cigarette से दूर करने में समर्थन के रूप में बहुत कुछ नहीं देखा है.
I don't think it's run its course that much yet. I think it's still pretty early. Like, yeah, I've got friends that say they want to get off it and stuff, but it's not like there's no like campaigns for it, anything like that. Cause I think it's still very much in its infancy.
Megan Warlow मानती हैं कि देश में अवैध रूप से आने वाले ई-सिगरेट तक पहुंच को प्रतिबंधित करने के लिए बहुत सारे अवसर हैं।
We would like to see state and territory governments intensifying their compliance and enforcement so that when products are being sold illegally, e-cigarettes are not made in Australia, they're all imported. And so we'd like to see the Customs Act amended so that all e-cigarette prohibited import with that clear exception for products that are coming in with a farm, with a prescription.
वो ये भी कहती है कि ई-सिगरेट की पहुंच को प्रतिबंधित करने के लिए और अधिक करने की आवश्यकता है, खासकर युवा लोगों के लिए।
At the moment, nicotine-containing e-cigarettes are illegal unless you have a prescription, and we're supportive of that. For those people who might like to use e-cigarettes to quit smoking, getting a prescription from your doctor and being able to access that e-cigarette product is helpful. But for young people to have access where they can buy it at the corner store, anywhere really that they look, is really not helpful, and it's putting a really dangerous product into the hands of young people and addicting a new generation to nicotine.
SBS News के लिए हना क्वान की इस रिपोर्ट को SBS हिंदी से आपके लिए प्रस्तुत किया प्रियंका हतवर्णे ने।